Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to Visionary Christian Church of Jesus Christ, Chapter 5 of Genesis on our Old Testament survey. Stay tuned, and we'll get started. Let's get started. Today's chapter is chapter 5 on Genesis. Upon this completion of this chapter, you'll be able to name the author of the book of Genesis, identify to whom the book of Genesis was written, state the purpose for the book of Genesis, write the key verse of the book of Genesis from memory, and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Genesis. The author of the book is Moses. And who was it written to? It was written to Israel. And the purpose was to preserve the historical background of Israel in the record of creation, sin, redemption, and God's first dealings with man. Our key verse is Genesis 3:15. And friends, if it's your first time joining us, go to freebiblecollege.com, log in, join, it's free, and go to your student page. And go to the download center, and you'll be able to download all 22 books from Ames International. Now, the key verse is Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he will bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And principles. Life and ministry principles. God's plan from the beginning included all nations. God begins new things with people. The main characters of the book of Genesis are Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel, Enoch, Esau, Jacob, Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph. Now let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 11. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the earth, face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God divided between the light and the darkness, and God called the day the light day, and he called darkness night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the middle of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and divided the waters which were under the expanse from the waters. which were above the expanse. And it was so. And look, folks, I want you to go through right now and go and highlight where you see God said and where you see it was so, and it is good. So whenever you hear something that comes from God's word, well, God said it, it's so, and it's good. And that's something you can stand on. I had a pastor teach me that, Pastor Dwight Powell in Florida. Now, continue. Now, in the creation, we read the creation, the fall of man. Turn, if you will, to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. Chapter 3, 1 through 4. Now, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which Jehovah God had made. And he said to the woman, "It is so that God has said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden." And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God said," there it is again, God said, "you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." And the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not surely die." Boy, wasn't he just the biggest liar of all time, huh? Now, that right there, friends, is the fall of man. Now, let's take a look at Adam and Eve on chapter, verse 4 through 24. "For God knows that the day you shall eat of it, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasing to the eye, and the tree was to be desired to make wise, she took of its fruit and ate. So she gave to her husband with her, and he ate." What he should have did is knocked it out of her hand. And in verse 7 it says, "And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig trees together and made girdles for themselves. And they heard the voice of Jehovah God walking in the garden in the cool day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord in the middle of the trees of the garden." And think for a minute. Their eyes were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they were ashamed of themselves. And Jehovah God called to Adam, and he said, "Where are you?" Now think about this for a minute. The Lord was walking in the garden, walking in the garden. And we were made in his image and for his pleasure, so he can fellowship with us and be a father to us. And he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I am naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat?" And the man said, "The woman," here's the first blame here, "the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And it seems like we're still eating from that same tree, huh? "And Jehovah God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' And the woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.' And Jehovah God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every animal of the field. You shall go upon your belly, and you shall eat the dust of the earth all the days of your life. And I will put an enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he will bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.' To the woman, he said, 'I will greatly increase your sorrow in your conception. In pain you shall bear sons, and your desire shall be toward your husband, and he shall rule over you.' And to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and you have eaten of the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. The ground is cursed for your sake. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. It shall also bring forth thorns and thistles to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and dust you shall return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Now, good old-fashioned horsewhipping would have straightened that out. Now, Adam called his wife Eve, and for Adam and his wife, Jehovah God made coats of skins and clothed them. Now, listen to there's an example right there of God's mercy. Okay? They sinned against God. They were cursed. Okay? They were going to suffer. She's going to suffer birth pains. He's going to suffer by tilling the ground, by the sweat of his brow. But still, the Lord was merciful. So he made them, listen to this, he made them, and for Adam and his wife, Jehovah God made coat skins. God himself made these. Isn't that amazing? From the beginning, he was merciful, but he's a very vengeful God, a very jealous God. He wants you to depend on him solely, only, and no other, and nothing else. And Jehovah God said, behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, Jehovah God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he had been taken. Now, can you imagine if Adam took the tree of life? And he would have been, we'd have been trapped in sin for all eternity. So that's why the Lord quickly removed him from there. Therefore, God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he had been taken. And he drove out the man, and he placed cherubs at the east of the Garden of Eden in a flaming sword which turned every way. And a flaming sword turned every way to guard the way the tree of life. Cain and Abel is the next story we're going to read. Turn, if you will, to chapter 4, verse 1 through 26. Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from Jehovah. And she bore him again, and his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep. And she bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offerings. Now, you see, friends, as we go through here, we're going through the historical background of the Old Testament. We'll be going through the flood, from the flood to Abraham, the generations of sons of Noah, the Tower of Babel, generations of Shem, generations of Terah, the patriarchal history of Israel, Abraham, his birth, his wanderings, Abraham and Lot, dispute and division that they had, the covenant, Ishmael, circumcision, a promised son, Sodom and Gomorrah. So, you know, the Old Testament is full of just wonderful stories, just absolutely awesome stories, and how the Lord has always had the redemptive, you know, the everlasting covenant has always been there. And you can see by the march, if you start from your beginning of Genesis all the way down to Matthew, you'll see It starts in the Edenic covenant down to the Adamic covenant, all the way down to the Noahic covenant, and on, and it marches down until we get to the everlasting covenant. Okay, the next thing is we're going to talk about the genealogy from the fall to the flood. Go to chapter 5, verse 1 through 32. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God, man made him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called them by their name, Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and called him his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Now you're probably wondering why they lived so long. And the reason for that is because they had to populate the earth. And Cain lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat his sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared. And we're going to skip this part here. And this is just the genealogy. This is marching down through time toward Jesus, to the tribe of Judah, to everlasting the everlasting covenant and the redemption of us. Now, turn, if you will, to chapter 6, 1. And it came to pass when the men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all, which they chose. Now, the sons of God, okay, in the Strong's Hebrew definition is, let's see. Angels. They were angels, exceedingly gods, in which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days. And after that, when the sons of God came unto daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Well, boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Sounds very familiar. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. You know, and why do you think the Lord was grieved? Because we were made in his image. We were meant to fellowship with him, and that he can care for us and love on us and give us the desires of what he wanted to give us. But it's like having a child that is just absolutely rebellious. And no matter what, it grieves your heart as a parent, because you want so many good things for them, but they choose to do otherwise. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Can you imagine just for a minute walking with God? I mean, what a feeling to be able to walk with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all the flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. It's a gopher wood in the Hebrew means cypress. So, you know, and I want to touch on this here, that the Lord said, as the in the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. And he will destroy the earth. But this time he's coming back. And we're out of here. We're going to be redeemed. We're going to be feasting with the Lord while hell on earth is going to be let loose. And you need to really make sure that you're right with the Lord. If you're not, if you got some sin in your life and you're doing things that you should not be doing, you need to get your heart right and yourself right for the Lord. And cut it out of there and get rid of it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh. But when he comes back, those that are not for the Lord and have rejected the Son of Man, there's a place for them. And that's the lake of fire and sulfur, which they'll burn for all eternity. And they'll have these worms eating their flesh, and they'll never die, and they'll feel all the pain. The Lord has given every man on this earth an opportunity to know his Son, Jesus, from the time he hung on the cross to this very day. And if we're going to openly, willingly reject the Son of Man, then we reject God. And no evil deed goes unpunished, that's for sure. And that's just asking for it. Okay, let's continue. We're going to skip along here to who is the author of the book of Genesis? These are the questions. This is a self-test questions. State the purpose for the book of Genesis. To whom was the book of Genesis written? State the life and ministry principles of the book of Genesis and write the key verse of Genesis. Now, those questions you can answer with or without the book, but it'd be a lot easier and you'll be able to follow along a lot better if you have your book. Now, the next chapter we're going to study is Exodus. And the purpose of Exodus is to record the deliverance of Israel from slavery and document their purpose for existence as a nation. The key verse is Exodus 12:13. Let's turn there real quick. 12:13. The blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. You know, that's got to be some horrendously scary stuff. Think about it. And to hear, to be in Egypt at that time, to hear these the wails of the Egyptian firstborn that were destroyed. And to see all the sights and wonders of what the Lord had done for them. you know, and just the angel of death passing past your house. And because they were obedient to the Lord, and they did as they were told to do, they survived. Now, if some of them did not do it, do you think they did not perish? Yes, they perished because they did not obey the Lord. And we have to follow what the scriptures teach us for our lives. It's the handbook to really have a fulfilled life. Life, you know, our life is tough as it is, and there's suffering. Even Christians suffer, and some of us suffer very greatly. But we have that peace that the Lord has given us. And the Lord blesses those who follow him. And here an example of that is, you know, I remember one time in a dark place in my life, I asked the Lord, you know, I was single and I was, you know, I was lonely. And I wrestled with the Lord and I asked the Lord to bring me a woman that loved him as much as I loved God. A person after God's own heart, and that he would bring, she would also have a boy and a girl to be, grow up my son Brandon. And for my obedience in my walk with the Lord to be faithful, even though somebody like me, it was almost an impossibility, but I stood my ground, and the Lord blessed me, and he blessed me with a wonderful wife, wonderful children, you know, and he promised me that the first part of my life was just absolutely nightmarish, ridiculous, but the second half will be just like in the story of Job, and I'm starting to live that out now. And folks, let me tell you something. You know, when you sit here and study the Word of God, you know, some of you might think, well, you know, what's this for? Or what, you know, this is kind of boring, and this is, you know what? You're being washed by the Word, okay? And only being washed by the Word that you'll be able to change your life. Only by reading your Scripture, doing what the Lord commands you to do, and he will bless you. He'll bless you in a way that you cannot possibly imagine. He'll give you things. He'll make your mind think of things above, not below. So, friends, I also want to ask you, next week we're going to do something a little different. We're going to go into another book here. But I am going to put on my page a link where you can go to freebibletocollege.com and download all the PDFs. Those of you that have not given your heart to Jesus, you can pray this prayer. Father God, I confess I'm a sinner, and I repent of my sins. Father, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. And if you prayed that prayer, will you send me an email? I have some gifts I'd like to send to you. And send your email to Visionary Christian Church of Jesus Christ. If you have any questions or need some prayer, send it to visionarychristianchurch@gmail.com, and I will send those out to you. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. You're really making this show what it is, and by the stats, it's really doing good by the Lord's will. And may the Lord richly bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus. Amen.